Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
Unprecedented, that's the word most used to describe the 99% vote by rank and file Gardaí of no confidence in their boss, Gore the Commissioner Drew Harris. In the last short while, our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has been getting reaction from the Gore the Commissioner himself.
I have to say, and I mean this most genuinely, I'm hugely disappointed. It does feel like a real kick in the teeth. But the thing about this is that I'm employed to do a job. I'm employed to protect the people of Ireland. I'm employed to use our resources to maximise the protections that we do provide to the people of Ireland. That means a change of roster. And the message today is that we will continue on the course that we're on in terms of returning to the agreed roster, the only agreed roster, which was worked for 7 years, and we will return to that on the 6th of November, whilst in the meantime trying to negotiate a new roster.
You say it feels like a kick in the teeth. You seem to take the person.
Well, in my view, the vote was directed at me. There was many ways in which that vote could have been framed, but it was directed towards me. It could have been in the Office of Commissioner, it could have been in the management, or it could have been in the actual roster change itself, but it was directed at me, and I do think it was a vote which was personally directed at me.
Well, for more on this, let's talk to Brendan O'Connor, President of the GRA, and to Pa Daly, Sinn Féin Justice Spokesperson. You're both very welcome indeed. Brendan O'Connor, can I get your reaction to what Drew Harris said there?
Well, the first thing I'd just like to correct is that it's not personal. It wasn't directed at Drew Harris as an individual. He is the leader of the Garda Síochána. As he says, he wished to see himself as the true CEO. The members who are the overwhelming, almost entirety of the members of our membership who voted, that's over 98%, have said that they have no confidence in the person who holds that office, because that is a vote on the direction the organisation is going. And I suppose Commissioner Harris is the head of the organisation, and that's
but
where
the motion
we would
was
feel accountable to answer.
To personalise, wasn't it?
Well, I wouldn't share that interpretation. I mean, we cannot get away from the fact that Commissioner Harris is the person in the number one seat. He makes the decisions. He's accountable to the oversight mechanisms and to the people of Ireland and to the minister. And we believe it's under his leadership that many of the changes and to our profession that have come in has led to this overwhelming and irrefutable message from the people on the front line.
The result is 99% almost of people voting no confidence in Drew Harris. That is certainly unprecedented. He says, though, he questioned the credibility of the process. He said it has no legal implication, it has no official status, and he won't be resigning.
Yes, well, it's unfortunate, I suppose, the choice of words, Commissioner, because he has stated that he thinks that our members were confused. And that is, I suppose, it's patronising and insulting to say that our members didn't understand a very simple question that was asked of them. So, again, much of what has led to this vote is a perceived disconnect and a refusal to acknowledge issues. So we've had the Commissioner repeatedly state that there is no issue with morale in the force, which we would have strongly contested and what the vote would certainly reflect. And now to suggest that the members who he suggests don't have a morale issue didn't understand the question they were asked, it doesn't bode well for
overcoming
the situation.
Well, he was just unhappy, as you heard him explain there. He was unhappy with the way the motion was framed. It could have been in the office, it could have been in the rosters issue, but you chose to, in his view, personalise it, and you take a different view, I know. Can I ask you about the danger of this move, though? Is it dangerous in any way, in your opinion, for Gardaí, who know that they're not signing up for a standard workplace, who know that they're joining a command-led organisation, not a democratic one, to start undermining their leader?
Well, I don't think they're undermining their leader, as the Commissioner outlined.
Come on.
He has responsibility.
It's a 99% vote of no confidence. What else is it?
Well, we have a statutory obligation to fulfil our function as a representative body, to be the collective voice of the women and men who deliver policing. So we have had a groundswell of opinion up from our members who were mandated to represent, and that is where this came from, through our democratic structures. So if members of An Garda Síochána wish to express this through a democratic vote, we have no alternative but to allow that to take place. And if we had levels of engagement and if our members had been listened to, and this did not come out of the blue, because there was a motion of no confidence raised, our confidence back in April, and it was covered in the media, and we chose to not proceed with that. So it was very obvious that things were not good.
So people are very much au fait with the minutiae of this. It didn't come out of the blue. Notwithstanding that, the Commissioner is saying, the Gardaí Commissioner, that it has no official status and he's not resigning. The Taoiseach and the Minister for Justice are saying this is no official status either. So I just wonder, if you're going out on a limb here, will you vote for industrial action?
Well, I won't preempt what our democratically elected representatives will decide to do. But I think to describe us as going out on a limb, well, I think anyone in authority who holds office would be going out on a limb if they choose to ignore the overwhelming voice of the people tasked with maintaining law and order on the streets of our country.
Okay.
This message couldn't be clearer. And I think it's very important that it is not dismissed and not discounted as out of hand. It's a democratic process. The people who made this decision are the very people who have been asked to do more, to go out there, put themselves in harm's way, and to protect the norms and values of society.
Stay with me, Brendan O'Connor of the GRA. Let me have a word with Pat Daly, who's Sinn Féin's justice spokesperson. You're very welcome, Pat.
Good evening, Brendan. Good evening, Cormac.
Do you think this has damaged the position of the Gardaí Commissioner?
Well, I suppose the most important thing about the vote is that it's an important reflection of the mood within an Garda Síochána. And anybody who has been speaking to Gardaí any time this year would be able to say, number one, that morale is very low in an Garda Síochána, probably the lowest that's ever been. And the second thing is that this vote was going to be overwhelmingly carried. It's clear from talking to guards around the country that they feel that they're not being listened to, their concerns aren't being addressed. But on a broader level, after 12 years holding the Ministry for Justice by Fine Gael, we see less and less Gardaí in stations all around Dublin.
We're pressed for time. Do you support the Gardaí Commissioner to plough ahead with the roster change, or do you support rank and file Gardaí? What's Sinn Féin's position?
Well, you see, the difficulty, Cormac, is that the Gardaí feel they aren't being listened to. Certainly, renegotiation of the rosters needs to take place, and they need to sit down and thrash that out, both sides. I understand, and Brendan will tell you better than I will, that the GRA are prepared to sit down and listen to what has been said.
What's Sinn Féin's position on the roster issue?
And to renegotiate. Well, you see, it's a much broader issue than just the roster issue.
I'm just questioning the roster issue. It's a key one.
Well, it's not a black and white issue.
You don't have one.
There are issues about presence of Gardaí on the streets is very important, and the regulations need to be brought in by the minister to have new regulations for the Garda Reserve to get presence on the streets.
I do understand the wider implications and the wider questions, but I'm not going to pursue you further. Do you have a position on the roster, though?
Well, our view is that both sides need to sit down and discuss it. It's not going to go maybe back to the way it was or to have the new one or maintained, but they need to sit down and negotiate and thrash things out and come to a satisfactory resolution. The guards
on that one. Do you support the rank and file Gardaí if they go on vote for industrial action?
Well, they haven't decided to do that yet, so we'll have to see what happens in the negotiations first. I think the most important thing is to listen to what the guards are saying. They feel they're not getting back up inside and outside of the Garda station, and recruitment and retention difficulties have arisen as a result of that. People don't feel safe in their homes either. So the regulations need to be brought in as soon as possible, and the report of the Commission of Future Policing needs to be implemented in its full and not left on a shelf like it has been for the last 5 years.
All right, thank you very much indeed. We asked the Department of Justice to respond to some of the criticisms. I'll read some excerpts from that statement now, which we've been given in the last few moments. Commissioner Harris has the full support of Minister McEntee and the government, it says. The minister has consistently said that while it's entirely legitimate for any staff association to raise issues of concern, a personalised ballot would not resolve any such issues, nor has it done so. The decision by the GRA executive to pursue such a ballot was therefore regrettable, they say. The minister acknowledges how important the issue of rosters is to members of an Gardaí Síochána, their personal lives and work-life balance. it's also important that the Commissioner can run the Gorda organisation in an efficient and effective manner to serve the need of the public by having as many members on duty as possible at the busiest times. It concludes, we'll conclude from the statement from the Department of Justice by saying that the Minister believes negotiations such as by using the industrial relations mechanisms of the state, which have a proven record of resolving the most difficult disputes, are the only way to reach a solution. And that statement from the Department of Justice, we'll leave it there for the moment. Brendan O'Connor of the GRA and Pat Daly of Sinn Féin, thank you.